Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys.
He's done it. He's finally got the intro right. We wrote it like that for you all those years ago.
Yeah, the typo is meant to be there, and I just get, I'm too much of a perfectionist.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. The end. Thanks for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always,
If I don't see you again today, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, video games. My name is Truman.
Very good.
Ben Vanel here. Hey, Noxie.
I'm also here. Good morning, Blitigo Games. how's it going?
Why am I the only one that has to say a dumb catchphrase at the start of the show? I reckon you should start doing good afternoon,
He's
good evening, good night
video.
You've done
it for a million times, that dumb catchphrases. You've had like three dumb catchphrases.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I've always moved off them because they're not perfect.
The anti-Little Britain. I'm just going to start doing Little Britain catchphrases at the start. What do you think of that idea? Computer says no!
I love it.
Is there a comedy series that has aged more poorly than Little Britain? Mm.
Oh, Little USA, Little America.
Yeah.
They did Little... I can't remember what it was called. I guess it was Little... I think it was called Little Britain USA.
I think you're right.
That was fucking stupid. And Come Fly With Me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Come Fly With Me, N-word, has also aged very poorly.
Well, that is not far away from what they were doing.
Oh, fuck, that's right, because they were doing blackface in it?
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, people can't tell because this is a podcast, but we always make sure to have our little faces on.
Mm-hmm. That show, even when it was popular, I thought was quite bad. Like, even the people who liked it were like... They kind of just do the same thing every episode.
Yeah.
Like every sketch with the characters in it is literally the same.
That's
like the characters never do anything different other than just say the catchphrase.
Well, and then they're in a different area. Like they're in a different room.
The environment is different.
Yeah. Oh,
the script
fat lady,
is basically the same.
Naked fat ladies at a meeting this time.
The naughty little wheelchair boy is like stealing something else from a grocery store.
Dust. I can walk.
Anyone? Dust. Anyone? Imagine writing that and being like, that's got 12 episodes in it.
Well,
What Anyone? A shit show. Fuck.
It was so successful, though. That's the thing. It's like
I was never... sounds revisionist, but I was never into it. I never got it.
That is revisionist. Because I don't know about into it, but at the time as well, the absurdism of it was enough to carry it.
Yes.
I got onto it. It took me ages to get around to watching it after having like heaps of friends who like raved about it. And so by the time I started watching it, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I think it was just like... ABC Comedy Wednesdays, like, I guess this is on, so we'll watch it as a family and then we'll watch Spicks and Specks or whatever.
Definitely, like, the first series was... I remember being new enough.
Mm.
Like, it was a fresher thing.
Yeah. And they're good performers, those two guys.
Totally.
Like, they are funny.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's literally the same joke every episode.
Mm.
That was, there was a PS2 game, a Little Britain PS2 game.
Really?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Wow. How
did you doing it?
Well, the only bit...
Every time he tried to play it, the computer said no. It's
exactly.
Kill me.
It's like that was bad, but it's still better than the overall quality of any episode of Little Britain.
I think you played as... Was it...
Not a compliment.
Paul and Andy? Jeff and Andy?
What?
The guy was pretending to need the wheelchair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Jeff
and
Andy.
And every sketch was like, Jeff, David Walliams would walk away.
Yeah.
And then
Lucas is his first name.
Lucas Matthews would get up and, like, you know, steal a bunch of fucking Cheetos or whatever.
Yeah.
and then sit back down.
Slap a woman on the butt or something.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the game?
I think you played as them on an adventure.
Right.
In some way. I'll look
Can
it
anyone
up.
Verify this,
yeah,
please?
This
right
sounds
in.
Like a fever dream,
I want you to
honest.
Not look this up, and I want people to light up on the Facebook page and explain to us exactly how wrong you are. Well, it's just like, it turns out it's one of those. I thought you were going to say it was like a trivia. That was pretty popular. The cash in, like,
that would make more
where
sense.
You sort of think, oh, this would be kind of fun playing as these characters, and it's like, no, it's a game show where you just answer a bunch of shit questions about this TV show.
I've looked it up.
Yep.
Little Britain the Video Game is a collection of mini games by British studios Gameaholics and GameSource. Two alcohol themed.
Yeah.
And published by Mastertronic Group under their Blast Entertainment label.
Oh my God.
You could be making all of this up, honestly. Yeah.
Even the publisher's names sound bad, you know you're in for a good ride.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is a pretty crazy way to take this game. It is presented in the format of an episode from the TV show.
Whoa.
Players can interact with the sketch show characters in a series of 7 mini games, which doesn't sound like enough.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Lou and Dandy, Vicky
Lou
Pollard,
and
she was not Am I Bothered.
No, she's the fat.
She's the chav.
Weight Watchers.
What did she say though? Because Am I
Bothered?
Oh no,
that's
right.
Catherine Tate.
Catherine Tate.
Yeah,
she was like. No, but like, but yeah, but like, but no,
yes.
But like,
that's right.
She went over there and got finger behind a bus shed, and so that was her.
Yes.
Emily and Florence, don't remember them.
No.
No.
Yeah, no idea. Marjorie Dawes.
This has also come out at a time when it was way easier to pull a fast one on the gaming public in regards to quality and length of a game, mm-hmm. where you could be like, yeah, the whole thing lasts about an hour. The graphics are terrible, but it'll just sell. There's really no way of people finding out if this is any good or not.
Well, I remember reading a review of it in a magazine, and it was like, don't look at it.
I actually want to look at it because I'm just picturing the TV show.
Well, I think this could be a part of our expanded Filthy Casuals universe.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
Should
idea.
Should we plug that?
Daffod Thomas, who was the only guy in the village. No, we will do. I just want to get through the rest of the people.
Got to finish this thought, Tommy.
Yeah. Judy and Maggie, don't remember them. And Letty.
Letty.
I don't remember who that is either. Each mini game plays like a sketch from the TV show, and to win the game, the player must progress through all the sketches to the end of the show where the credits will roll.
It looks fucked.
We're literally just all on our phones right now. This is
reception.
A great podcast.
Here's the reception portion.
I'm just looking up a speed run of it, and this guy finishes it in 25 minutes.
Yes. All right, well, we'll definitely do this.
Yes.
The game was universally panned, holding a 1.6 out of 10 on GameSpot UK based on 7 reviews. With the score of 16% on game rankings, it is the second lowest rated game on the site, surpassed only by Big Rigs Over the Road Racing, which I've heard of.
We've got to play that as well.
That's got nothing to it. Like,
Big
that
Rigs.
Game is just actually fun.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, what the fuck's going on here?
Because we've already recorded some videos for our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Which will be up next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
the plan. Don't know what day.
No.
Go and subscribe to the YouTube channel and you'll get a notification, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess we'll put the link to that in this episode's show notes as well.
Yeah, did we say we're maybe going to do Tuesdays?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
We're trying to work out what's a good day of the week to space out all the content that you grubby little fucks get every week.
But yeah, we're playing through A Way Out.
Yep.
Yes.
Is the first thing. It's a co-op prison break game and we've done, we're like, I don't know how far through it we are, but we've got some videos
thirds,
ready
halfway?
To go.
What have we done? 4 or 5 episodes? We're going to put them up half an hour weekly, one per week. And so we've done a big chunk of them over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great.
I think people are going to like it.
Yeah,
it's very fun.
I had
fun.
A good time doing it.
It took us hours to get everything set up.
Now, interesting use of the word us there.
Sorry, it took hours for you to not test anything.
Yes.
Then somehow imply that that was our fault.
Well,
and then go to JB Hi-Fi.
I did. Yeah, okay. I tested everything.
I drove you to JB Hi-Fi the day before. I was like, all right, friend.
Well,
off you go.
And then we bought those mics together.
Yeah.
Which then those mics were the issue. We bought like lapel mics and they didn't work properly.
I still think they'll work somehow. They wouldn't sell them if they didn't work.
The guy absolutely went through every one in the pack. When I went back to him and I was like, hey, what are you trying to pull on me here, buster?
Yep.
He was like, I've never seen you before in my life. There are multiple people who work in this shop. And I was like, prove it. And he's like, look to your left. And I was like, yeah, that's you, but you moved quick. Anyway, he like, yeah, took me. Anyway, whatever. We got the equipment, so it's all good.
It ended up working perfectly. Like, yeah. We're going to do a bunch more of these. It was really fun to do.
Yeah.
And it turned out, yeah, quite easy. So,
yeah,
yes.
and a quick mention of the fact that this is happening because we hit a target that we set for ourselves on Patreon. So, yes. Thank you to everyone that's chipped in and contributed and held our feet to the fire on this one.
And then it'll be free on YouTube, obviously, for everyone.
Yep.
Is the benefit. And then, so the plan is to do, yeah, like one a week with all three of us talking over something. And then when we have time to fit it in, we'll do like individual ones for games that we just want to play that the other people don't.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play through the Call of Duty campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what my angle is. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll play Call of Judge Duty. And I'll just be really judgmental of them.
You keep saying that we'll do these every now and then by ourselves when each of us individually wants to get around to doing it,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to go on the record and say I'm happy to say that I don't think that will ever happen.
I'll 100% do it.
You think?
Yeah, for okay. sure. When, like, after the fucking comedy festival and shit's done.
That is the correct way to describe it, too. The fucking comedy festival.
Yes. I didn't even register in my head that I'd described it that way.
I think that's how we all feel about it at this point.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks out, and it's going to be fun, but just these couple of weeks are fucking stressful as shit.
Very stressful,
but tickets are on sale for that if you want to come to our shows, which will be fun.
That actually helps it be less stressful if you buy tickets.
Oh my God.
100%. If you feel like alleviating some of the angered tones in our voices right now.
Yes.
What do we got? Chimp Cop. We got Adam Knox's solo show. We got my solo show. Comedyfestival.com.au is where you can find all that stuff in Melbourne.
A lot of live dum-dums.
Yeah, a lot of live dum-dum club podcasts. And also my solo show in London on May the 6th. Thank you to everyone who's bought tickets to that so far. Thank you to the listener who messaged me about a video game bar that's in London that he suggested maybe we get some filth together after the show and go there.
Very
and
nice.
I said, how fucking dare you message me? The gall.
Oh, shout out to Alex Dullard, who's helping us with some animation stuff.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. He's come to our live shows and our comedy festival shows, and
I'm
very
pretty
friendly man.
Sure, I told him to fuck off at the last one as a joke.
Oh, from on stage.
Yeah. No, like afterwards.
He's like, hey man, I'm a big fan. Just wanted to say, hey, fuck off.
Yeah. I had an empty glass in my hand at the time, and let's just say that a few moments later, I did not.
Ooh,
I glassed
him.
Yeah, that'll be those videos will be good. They'll go up. We're still figuring out exactly the format and the schedule and all that sort of shit. But that will be it for now.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
We had a fun time doing it. We picked a good. Thank you. I can't remember who it was. I wish I had written this person's name down.
Oh,
But thank you to the person who inadvertently inspired us to do a way out.
That's
by
right.
saying, hey, did you guys ever play that? In the middle of us discussing what game should we do.
Yeah.
And then just going, hey, let's do that game and just pretend that we all came up with it organically instead of just stealing someone's idea off our Facebook page.
I deleted that comment.
Banned that person from the page.
Yeah. We've Edison Tesla'd him. We've got all the patents. That's all ours.
Yeah. I came up with a light bulb as well.
But yeah, that Little Britain video game looks truly awful. I just watched a little bit of Vicky Pollard roller skating.
In the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And it looks really awful.
Well, there's a good shot that that's our next one.
Yeah.
But salute to that. Just anyone desperate to have any speed running title that they can get their hands on. Just like, well, no one's even attempted to set the record for this.
It's great.
So I guess if I do it, I'm going to hold that forever because no one's ever going to be fucked to challenge it.
It's smart.
You say that, but there are like people do speed runs of the craziest games.
Like
Bubsy 3D,
Mario?
Whatever. Fucking Mario.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, fucking Quake.
Jeez.
It's nuts.
I'm quaking in my boots now.
Dude, I'm Unreal Tournament thing in my boots.
We should try and find a game that doesn't have a speedrun title and we just hold it. We just set the title.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours still, but it's like no one else has tried.
No one else has done it.
Yeah.
No one else is ever going to bother to do it.
For what?
A funny game.
All right. I think I'll do...
There it is. The weekly Adam not listening to something
well,
that
was
talked about.
I was looking at news.
News?
News.
Oh, is it time for Big Noxie's News Corner?
Well, eventually. Let's do a speed run
of
like...
Why don't you tell us the weather, sweetheart?
We'll do a speed run of Raiders of the Lost Ark and just fast forward through...
We have to do a fast commentary as well.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we got a bit of news to talk about. There was a new Nintendo Labo kit that was announced.
Yes.
Right before we put the episode up last week, but after we'd recorded it. There's not really, there's no trailer or anything. They've just said that it's coming out in April, I think.
It freaks me out a little bit because it's like a cardboard setup that you put your Switch into and it's separate. Like, people have assumed this is how they do it if they did VR, like two goggles in a frame and you put the screen part of the Switch in the end of it to make the screen. But having the Switch suspended from my face...
It's not suspended from your face.
It's not suspended. It's they're all... So it's a set. It's a bunch of different... Cardboard kids. It looks like there's four or five different ones that you make.
Right.
And they're all differently themed around what the VR game you're playing is.
Right.
But they all involve you holding onto it in some way.
Oh.
So it's not strapped to your head in any way.
People will surely make little fake virtual boy stands or something. Because imagine actually like holding it up there the whole time.
Well, I thought if you had a... Because the PSVR is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
If you had like a full-on... You know, proper, good quality, plasticky type of thing that could suspend it from your face.
For sure.
I thought it was cardboard, but that makes more sense that you have to hold it in a way, but also makes way less sense in another.
In an enjoyment factor.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like all the Labo stuff, it's for kids.
And it's for 8 minutes at a time, I suppose.
I would like to think that this is them dipping their toe into the possibilities of being able to use the Switch and its screen in handheld mode as a VR thing, and that maybe they'll see how this goes and then down the line release a more fully fledged one.
I mean, it mustn't be powerful enough to do VR on the same scale as the PS4.
Yeah.
Because, like, the PS4 looks pretty crummy in VR. I mean, not bad, but, like...
I think you could say it looks bad.
It depends on the game, but, like, way lower resolution and
stuff. Yeah, it's super low res.
Yeah.
But this would be just using the same kind of thing. What's that
Google Cardboard.
Yeah, Google Cardboard, yeah. So it's just using a screen that already exists... Mm. And then what is it? It's just how your eyes are filtering it between your eyes and the screen.
You just put two different images on each half, and if you can't see the other half, then you're good. You just need a divider.
But it's still you looking at the screen that it already exists in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the PSVR is a whole separate screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though, where it's rendering two images. That's all either of them is doing.
So it's just two little screens.
Exactly,
LCD screens.
All the PSVR is two little screens.
Right. Mm.
So the computing power of it is that you, as an expert in virtual reality computing,
please hold court, my friend.
You just need to display two images from slightly different angles.
Right. Yeah,
that's all the VR is. That's all the 3DS was as well.
Right.
When you turn that 3D on, it's just got two little different images,
little projector images.
So if you could have very simple, and obviously you can because they're putting out a VR product, two very simple little, and I'd imagine these would all be quite basic. Like, pretend you're in a submarine and shoot the duck above the thing if you're holding it. That's the only thing I can think of where it would feel natural to hold.
Yeah, because there's pictures of it. They've put the box out, so they've put out pictures of what the little kits are going to look like, but they haven't shown any in-game stuff of what it's going to look like. But I think it's cool. I think it'd be super cool if you're a little kid.
Yeah.
It's
That's a review of 80% of Switch stuff.
True, yeah.
But no, it's like, I think we all... sort of hypothesize this happening at some point, and it's good that it is. You're right. I think it is a little tester for what they could maybe do if they put a bit more money into a more concrete peripheral.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'd like to see what that would be like.
And it's got to be a next time they make a console thing.
Speaking of next time they make a console, there's rumors that there's going to be a smaller Switch.
Mm. Yeah, but this has been circling around for like nearly a year now, I feel like.
Yeah, I think this is the first time there was anything concrete.
Right.
It might be a patent thing.
More and more detailed every time. I think a lot of the other ones were coming out of like finance papers or something.
Right, yeah.
Where like it was shareholder meetings where Nintendo's like, and we've got some other hardware revisions coming or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Like if you look at what they did with the 3DS, they went from here's the proper thing to here is like a small, tough version that you are less likely to break if you're a child.
Yeah. Yeah,
And then getting rid of the 3D altogether.
Yeah, yeah. And it's having like the controllers molded onto the actual thing, and just going like this is a handheld only Switch.
Mm.
Maybe I could imagine that being the direction they take it in.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't know.
Like here's an adapter for the dock.
I kind of hate when they muddy the waters by like kind of like what they did with the 3DS by just having so many different makes of the same thing out there at the same time, because they had the 3DS, the new 3DS.
Yeah.
Then I think they before had XL that, they versions went, of both of those, and they had the 2DS.
And they had an XL version of the original 3DS. They had 3DS, 3DS XL.
Yeah, because that's the one I have, yeah.
2DS, new 3DS.
New 3DS, and new 3DS XL.
Probably new 2DS.
Yeah.
And just that fucking term, new, was stupid.
I will say, from having had this experience, made it almost impossible to find on eBay.
Right, yeah.
Just like an in new condition, old model 3DS.
We're proud to announce out of Nintendo today the brand new Switch A++++, good quality original packaging.
Yeah. The Nintendo Switch gay porno.
I think I've already got that.
They won't let any of those apps on it, like, unless you can find it on YouTube. Is there even a YouTube app on the Switch now?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I've also been one of the people saying, like, why don't they put Netflix on the Switch?
Yeah.
I'm never going to use it.
Yeah. Mm.
So what? Why do I even want that?
Mm.
Same reason for fucking half the things I own.
Yeah, convenience.
How much juice do I actually make?
You tell us.
Yeah.
Nah, enough.
Yeah. It's a bad example then.
Yeah, that is a bad example. I just kind of, I'm thirsty. yeah, so there's nothing, like, we'll probably hear more about both of those things at E3 and their direct thing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it'd make sense if it was going to come out, like, end of this year, like November, in time for holiday season.
Yeah.
With a price drop, like a $100 lower. Mm-hmm. I can see them doing that, even though...
Pokemon branded, like, young person focused, all-in-one Switch. It doesn't have the little IR sensor and the more complex things in the controls, but also, so what?
Yeah.
Because how many games have actually used them?
Yeah.
But it would be weird to release a hardware revision that goes back on what's compatible with it. Because they've done it the other way around, where they're like, these will only work on the DSi or the new 3DS.
So the new 3DS, that was a bit more souped up.
Yeah.
Which I would be fine at this point if they turned around and were like, hey, we've slightly upgraded the Switch. It's a bit more powerful. It's called whatever, the new Switch or whatever you want to call it. I'd be fine with that. Yeah. I'd happily go in on that.
Yep. It's the same as a PS4 Pro and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. But also, it makes sense from a marketing point of view to be able to market it a bit more of a younger demographic.
Yeah.
Do both.
Sell a fuckload of them in the holidays,
I guess.
Yeah, big one and a little one.
Original Switch is no longer around. You can either buy a Switch Pro or a Switch Baby.
Yep.
And who knows? Like, I would hate to be in the position Nintendo is in now, where anything they do, people are going to be annoyed about.
Mm. Yeah,
because,
sure.
Like, whatever they announce, they'll be like, well, there's not enough games on the Switch for me to justify doing this. It's like, oh, I need to pay $500 more to play a $10 indie game, which is all I really, you know, whatever they do, people are going to be annoyed about it. So just do it and go for it.
Or people will be fine with it.
Maybe.
I think it's very split down the middle.
It's hard with something that's sold that well. Because, like, the PS4, I don't know. Maybe it's fine.
Yeah.
I really have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I guess it'll be competing with an Xbox 2, whatever they call it, and a PS5 soon enough.
Yeah, but they're kind of off. But they're kind of off cycle. Like, the Switch kind of came out. You know, it's been out 2 years now.
Mm.
So it's like, by the time the next gen of PS5 and new Xbox or whatever come out, the Switch is kind of essentially halfway through its life cycle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're
kind of doing
Nintendo
things on a different timing
for sure.
to everyone else anyway.
True, but then it makes it even more stark, the difference of the Switch is maybe as powerful as a 360 or something.
Yeah.
And then there's brand new consoles that are even better. So what do you do if you're like a third-party developer making a new game? You're like, well, it's not coming out on the Switch.
Sure, but that's just what they've done forever.
And it has fucked them before,
massive,
though.
And it was underpowered compared to what else was on the market at the time.
True.
Yeah.
Then it fucked them for the Wii U, though, I feel like.
But then the Switch is... it's not more popular than the Wii, but it's like the fastest selling console they've ever had.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like, I don't think they care. I don't think they think they're in competition.
And if they're bringing it back to it's all molded into each other and focusing on like the handheld aspect of it, which I think is what's most popular with people about the Switch anyway.
Yes.
Then maybe they're not in the same game.
Sure. Yeah, they're competing with nothing.
Phones, I guess.
Yeah.
Which people definitely seem to have moved away from with in terms of like...
proper gaming.
I
forget that games are even on my phone. Like, I talked 2 weeks ago or whatever about what's it called, Snake Bird. And I played it a bit for this because someone mentioned it in the group and I was like, oh, I'll give it a go to be able to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
But then I literally forgot I even have it. Like,
yeah.
When I'm sitting, yeah, when I'm like on a train or whatever and I'm bored and I'm out of stuff to listen to, it just never occurs to me like, oh, I've got a games folder on here. Maybe I'll fire some of these up.
I bought Reigns. I talked about Reigns, the Game of Thrones, version ages ago. I was like, fuck, that was based on something originally. Mm. So I bought it like 2 weeks ago and I played it once, like I had one session, really enjoyed it, and then completely forgot that I had it on my phone.
Threes is like the only thing I've played on my phone with any kind of consistency. Mm. Still every now and then on a flight, I'll whip into about, literally just sit there and play Threes for 2 hours at a time. I fucking love that game.
It's a great game.
It's so good.
Yeah, me too. I like it as well.
It is a good game.
Me threes, me lady.
Right.
I guess kind of tying into that a little bit in just the way of Microsoft.
In the fact that it's about a video game. Yeah.
Well, and like Microsoft playing its hand into what it's going to be doing for this next generation of stuff. It focusing on bringing games to different platforms.
Right.
They've, and this was rumored for a little bit, and they've confirmed it, that Master Chief Collection, the Halo one, is coming to the PC as well. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Steam, which is crazy because Microsoft have their own game store.
Yeah.
So them being happy to go like, yeah, we'll take the 30% hit on sales or whatever it is to put something on Steam.
Some wild shit coming out of Microsoft at the moment.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Did we talk about this? I feel like we had it written down in the notes, but did we discuss that big rumor that... No, we didn't, because we've talked a lot about the Game Pass thing going up on Switch.
Yeah.
But then that the rumor was that like a whole bunch of their games were coming over there as well.
Oh, like Ori and the Blind Forest and some of those
I don't think we talked about it because we felt like we'd talked about all that and it wasn't concrete. Yeah. But like that would be insane if that happened.
We'll see at E3. They're like the only big one with a proper press conference now. Because I think EA said they're not doing an actual press conference as well.
Right.
This last week.
I reckon whatever they're cooking up, whatever their next big thing is just going to be fucking bonkers.
I reckon there's a massive chance I'm going to put my money
dick on the
table. My money, which is what I call my dick.
Yes. That's so money.
Yeah.
I don't have it out right now.
It's because I don't have much of either.
It's because when you open it, moths fly out.
The press conference.
I don't think that made sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all. Not at all, but I'm into it.
Yeah, cool.
Just a moth flying out of the end of Knox's dick hole is enough. Yeah. The image is enough for me.
That's it's because I get it out every time I go to the bank. It's because I withdraw it a lot. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there's a good shot Miyamoto is on the stage during Microsoft's Xbox press conference.
Whoa.
Because they're like, an Xbox Game Pass is coming to the Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with Nintendo to do this stuff. Cuphead's coming out, blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
fuck Sony. Basically.
We want everyone to be able to play our games.
Yeah.
That is the future of this, is being the number one games publisher, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to be the distribution method, not necessarily the hardware.
Like Valve have done. They've made billions of dollars
like
off it.
Google are fucking massively pushing into now.
Oh, was there...
Jade Raymond.
A total digression. Did you guys see that rumored Google controller?
Yeah.
It looks fucked.
So...
I'm going to look it up.
Jade Raymond, it was like a VP at Ubisoft, been in the games thing for years. She was like the face of Assassin's Creed, the first one, and all this stuff. Big executive in video games. Google just hired her. They are making a push to be like, apparently their streaming service is good. I haven't used it, but they're like, play a game in your browser thing works quite well.
Yeah, okay.
This looks like shit.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it, Josh?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Controller renders always look like shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, remember that original PS3 controller?
Fuck the spiky one.
Yeah.
Oof.
Everyone seems to go wild and then go like, oh, wait, no, we've already figured this out.
Yeah.
Make a controller the same as the other
one. The Google color scheme on the control pad.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves, guys.
Wow.
Lots of things have colors.
Wow.
But then
you didn't invent the fucking color wheel, boys.
Yeah. It's always pissed me off with the Google logo that, like, I think it's the blue is on there twice.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the letters are the same color. That's bothered me for some reason.
Yeah, go off. Let's get them.
Yes. They'll never find out that we've talked about them.
That's it. I'm switching over to Ask Jeeves. Go fuck yourselves, Google.
Yeah,
a dogpile household from now on.
When's the Ask Jeeves controller coming on? And you have to format every button input as Excuse me, Jeeves. Could you please press A?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. The controller is just, yeah, a little robot butler that just sits in your house.
Mm. Like a little Roomba.
Oh, you know what would be the cutest one based on a search engine? Web Wombat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little wombat.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm the Bing controller. I'll show you porn. I ain't got no filters.
Is that its point of difference?
Bing?
Yeah.
It'll show you porn way more easily.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Oh, okay. So we'll change our homepage.
Put that in the old wank bank. So this isn't a rumor. This is... Oh, this is actually like...
An announced
legit
thing.
Google's pushing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because like fucking Apple pushed, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago? And they've kind of failed.
They've done a couple pushes over the years.
Apple TV having a touch controller and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
which
sucked.
Did not work.
In the 90s.
But it's funny to think back to like... I remember like Microsoft being like... Yeah, we're getting into video games and being like, yeah, this will flop.
Right.
Totally. And like, yeah, Google knows how to run a store.
Mm.
So, like, that
it's
is...
It's even called the Google Play Store.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, they've been planning this
for
a while.
It was right in front of us the whole time.
You started a sentence before by saying, in the 90s.
Oh, in the 90s.
I was very curious to see where that was going.
In the
90s. We had it all.
Ding-a-ding.
Apple made some called the Pippin, which was like a game console.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I don't... It maybe even didn't come out or something. It was just like a massive flop.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Google and then, yeah, Microsoft's pushing to do this stuff. So the
so that's your big prediction, E3, big shiggy up there in the Microsoft press conference. Mm.
I reckon that's a massive chance.
Right.
Okay.
Uniting against Sony. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, totally.
Yeah. Mm.
And like, I think Microsoft would rather be friends with Sony. I don't think they want to be enemies with them. I think Microsoft would love to be able to put the Xbox Game Pass thing on a PS5.
Yes.
What was the thing recently? Was it the Game Awards where they all came out together? Like Miyamoto, or was it Reggie? Anyway, Reggie and like the two other heads.
Yeah.
Were like
all,
and it was,
Phil Spencer and the Sony guy. But then Sony already has their own streaming stuff. They're surely going to push harder in that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting to see.
I mean,
we've talked about this again and again.
I know.
Like, it's definitely the way
it's
going.
But that's all we can do. It's what we did with the NX for months on end.
True.
Just spin our wheels while it's just speculation.
I think it's just firming more and more. Like, Sony have stepped back from E3. They're isolating themselves. They're clearly arrogant. Like, their hubris might be their enemy here.
But Sony don't need to... Yeah, they're such a big company that they don't need to do anything else. Nintendo, it makes sense because they're not... I mean, they're not in competition with either of them. So, why do they give a fuck? Like, they may as well partner up with Microsoft. It benefits them to be able to have some of the Microsoft exclusives on their
console. I don't think Sony's untouchable, though. Like,
they're not. Look at the PS3.
Like, it was... Well, yeah, for sure. But also, like, they produce Blu-rays and 4K and stuff. Mm. But physical media is going away. So will be physical media players. Like, that as a company, it's not untouchable, I don't think.
I mean, TVs, I guess, will always be around. But even they might transition into being... I mean, I suppose for a lot of people, they are defunct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a lot of people just have a computer and watch Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
You take that back. I am going to be buried with that Samsung.
When it falls on top of you, crushing your skull.
You'll be buried under it, yes. You misspoke.
But anyway, more specifically, the Master Chief Collection stuff. So the way it's going to happen on the Xbox, because Halo Reach is coming to it as well, which was the one main game that wasn't on it.
Yeah.
You'll get the multiplayer mode of that for free if you already own it on the Xbox, and then the single player and like the firefight thing, which was like a horde mode, will be coming as like paid DLC, which is fair.
Yep.
Which more than fair. Like, getting the multiplayer thing for free is cool.
Mm.
And then on the PC, it's kind of weird where they're not coming out as a collection. They're coming out one after the other.
Oh,
so
yes.
It'll be Reach first, then 1, 2, 3, ODST 4.
Right.
Right.
And it's the first time that like 3 or 4 have been on a PC.
Mm.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of, again, we've said this before, being able to play any game anywhere is muy caliente.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Spanish for, I think, very hot, or maybe it's specifically very spicy.
I think maybe spicy. Can we do a translation?
You don't know.
I think it might be Frank Caliendo's Mexican equivalent.
But
muy caliente.
I wonder if as well...
Hey, I'm Mexican George Bush. I'm just trying to fill time while Knox looks something up on his phone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mission accomplishido.
Mm.
I don't know how to say that.
You just said it.
So it looks like you need an Xbox Live account to do the multiplayer stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure. Which, yeah.
That could then become weird. And I was thinking about that with the Switch the other day as well. Like, if you've got, like, a multiplayer game off of the Xbox thing that you're paying on the Switch, are you then paying $20 a year for the Nintendo one and then fucking $80 for the Xbox one as well?
Mm.
Who knows? A lot of this, I'm assuming, will shake out at
E3.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Which will be interesting. But
why
in the
don't
meantime,
we just speculate about it until then? On this very episode, we're going for 6 months.
You know what? No.
Okay, can't win them all.
The thing that we do know at the moment, though, of all the Halo games coming out on PC is cool.
Yes. Yep.
They're good games, except for 5, I guess. 5's not coming out on it, and that wasn't out on it originally. But maybe it will down the line.
Are they straight ports or are they beefed up?
They're beefed up. Okay. Like, they were all in the same way that they were for the Xbox, where they're all like 4K. They're all done up. Like, 2 was remade. So, yeah, it's like good quality versions of bringing it over. And like, 1 and 2 did come out on the PC, but I think the 2 version was kind of fucked. And like, you needed Vista to play it. And I think you can't play it anymore.
Jeez.
And yeah, so this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to playing Reach again. That was, I think, my favorite one.
I've never played a Halo game.
Well, and you don't have a PC, so...
No, yeah. So I never will.
Yeah. You just but cling maybe, to your TV.
Maybe the original unported, like the unremade versions will come out on the Xbox Game Pass on the Switch and run terribly on it.
Yeah. Yes.
And I will be in heaven.
Because that, yeah. When streaming stuff gets good enough and when the internet here isn't what it is, this will all be cool and we'll never own anything again.
Yes.
And everything will be temporary.
Yes.
And then
we'll all live in just a pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't need any possessions.
And have pills for meals.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. So good.
Yeah. And a flying skateboard.
Yes.
If I could have a technology pod that was also in the middle of nowhere in the country.
Yeah.
That would be the happiest I could possibly be.
Yeah.
If I could jack into my technology pod whenever I wanted, have like fast internet and shit, and like, you know, be able to communicate with people via the internet, my preferred method.
Sure.
Which
yeah,
I don't even do
it
that much. And then step outside and walk around and fucking hunt for kangaroos.
Oh,
or whatever.
So you would step outside still occasionally.
I get to live those two lives.
Yeah. Okay,
and it's in the middle of nowhere in the country.
Yep.
So I get to be, you know, fucking outdoorsman, woodsman.
Yes.
But then I've got a secret technology pod.
It's like if in the Matrix it wasn't Zion, it was like Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like the Outback.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm out there getting chased by robots and whatever, but I've still got a technology pod.
Yeah. I don't know what I want, honestly. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you going, here's what my perfect world would be.
Right, yeah.
I don't think mine's too far away from what I have going on now.
Same.
I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Yeah.
I have a good life. Like, my friend was saying the other night, like, we went out last night, a few of us, to a concert, and we got
Which concert?
We went to see Kylie Minogue.
Hello, Australia's darling.
Yep.
That's what they call her, right?
Sweetheart?
Yep.
Sweetheart.
No, I'm just talking to you.
And we all got way too drunk, and my friend this morning was like, honestly, I'm just thinking about moving away from the city. It's like, or you could just work out a way for you to practice some self-control and not beat yourself up for, like,
for
going
sure.
and having had a fun night.
Yeah,
like, we just had a few beers at a concert. But like,
but if that is your method of self-control to physically remove yourself from temptation, that's valid.
That sure, but you're what is it?
I'm not an alcoholic. Like, I live on the moon.
Yeah, exactly. It shows a lack of discipline.
Yeah. What are you cutting? It's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
But I think if you know that you have a lack of discipline, to force yourself into a situation where you can't fuck up. Good.
Maybe you don't want to smell anything ever again. Cut that nose off.
Cut that. Well, then you could still smell stuff.
Yeah.
Out of the three.
I cut my dog's nose off. He smells terrible.
Okay. Oh, poor guy. Poor dog.
I need to control that aspect of my life.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think what
I actually got a bit sad then.
I don't have a dog.
I actually felt a
anymore.
Little bit. Because he died. He bled to death.
Yeah, what could I change about the world to make it my version of perfect? I guess social media around.
A lot of very dangerous people have started horrible things question to themselves.
True, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty content.
Good.
I would love to Yeah, I would love social media to not play as active of a role in my life. I guess that, I mean, yeah, talking about self-discipline and stuff, if I could be in a less abusive relationship with my phone, if I could feel less like I'm chained, absolutely chained to my phone, and that my mental health is just 100% determined by what comes up on that little fucking screen.
Yes.
If I could work that out, I'd be completely fine.
I think I'm in the same boat. Unfortunately, my job title has digital in it, so I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But you know what isn't fucked?
Yes.
A video game that I played in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
Is this the same one that I've played?
Oh, you know it is, baby.
Damn, son. Let's say it at the same time.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Can I? I'll count down.
Yeah.
So I'll say one and then you say it. Okay. I'll count backwards from three.
Okay.
And when I
and then one and then a pause and then we say it as though it was zero instead of zero.
Yes.
Okay.
So follow the rhythm and then say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait.
Yep.
Wait.
So there's a beat, right?
Yeah. There's a beat in between, just long enough for one of us to hopefully think of a funny one to say.
I'm there.
So
okay. Well, I'll say the normal one.
I'll count backwards from three. Would you like? I could start from higher up if you need a bit more time.
Yeah, start from 24.
Okay.
Okay.
24.
This is like an episode of 24.
22. 21. Mm-hmm. 20.
There's
19,
a good chance he fucks this up 18, somewhere along the way as well.
17. Yes. 16.
I've forgotten the joke
15,
one.
9. 15.
14.
103.
13.
6.
Oh, I've 12. Got it back.
11.
11.
10.
11.
9.
11.
8. 7. 6.
Well, now the joke won't be
5,
funny.
4.
Nah, joke's 3, always funny after too much build-up.
1.
Devil May Cry 5.
I think that'll still play.
I think that was perfectly executed, boys.
Yeah, Devil May Cry 5. Mm. So you played one?
I have played, at this point, one, two and a half of three.
Mamma mia.
Because playing one made me want to play the others. And they're all quite short, all of the older ones at least.
This
one
is short. So I looked at how far into the game I am. I'm halfway through it.
Right.
I'm actually halfway through. I'm 10 missions in. There's 20 missions.
Right.
Right, but that, how long have you been playing?
Shut up, cunt.
You go, I'm halfway in and I've only been playing for 100 hours.
The other ones are all around 6 to 7 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I've put in probably like 3 evenings.
Yeah.
Honestly. Right. Like not a heap of time.
Same. Mm. I haven't put that much time into this one either yet.
But it is breezing by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the game is fucking fun as shit.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It is really fun. It's Bayonetta, it's God of War 3, it is exactly that kind of sort of action, what do they call them?
They call them character action games now, but I don't like that.
No.
But
it's just an action game.
Very old school version of it too.
Except it looks fantastic.
It's incredible.
It looks beautiful,
It moves so smoothly and it's got like this massive scale to it, but heaps of detail as well. And it plays like a modern version of those older ones I haven't before. But if you've never played one before, the story's fucking dumb as shit.
So ridiculous.
And doesn't make any sense. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yes.
When you start it, it feels as though you've skipped half of it somehow.
Completely.
It seems stylistically quite similar to Bayonetta.
It is.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so.
In terms of like the story and everything too. And I think it's the same dude. Or it's some of the same people, I believe.
I didn't look that up.
It's got the same sort of lineage for sure.
Or I think the guy that started it maybe then moved on to Ben. But whatever, they do share some kind of creative team.
And sort of gameplay and delivery of story is exactly the same style. It's really fun.
So you're jumping around. Mm-hmm. The goal is to sort of be stylish while you're shooting and slashing everything. The way you do that is basically just in variety of moves.
Yeah, variety of moves, not getting hit.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
So you're encouraged, and it's a clever way to encourage you not to just find the most powerful attack and do it again and again.
Yeah.
You're jumping around. So there's three different characters that you play as. Nero, V, and Dante.
Mm-hmm. V looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of punk. I don't know fucking like, what Marilyn Manson is.
He's a dorky heavy metal guy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Bunch of tattoos, very scrawny. He's got a big leather jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a pet bird who's like pretty quippy, like Marilyn Manson does.
Yes.
He's missing a couple of ribs.
Yes.
So yeah, you start as...
Didn't need a countdown for that one, boys.
The metronome is perfectly in tune.
Nero is like sort of classic anime JRPG naughty boy hero.
Yeah, totally. He's got, like, before he kills a boss, he'll say fuck off to them.
Yes, right.
And then Dante is at this, like, that's what Dante was in the first one.
Right.
But Dante at this point is, like, grizzled, older, like, seen it all.
Now, Dante that people may have seen in Smash Brothers Ultimate. Did we ever talk about that on the pod?
No, because we were so afraid it was a real leak that we would get
in trouble. So we, very, very brief, and sorry for this digression, brief bit of backstory. We... In the middle of last year, we got invited to have a very early hands-on with Smash Brothers Ultimate. None of us could go, so we sent Dave Callan along on our behalf. We then did a live show in August where we got him on to talk about what he'd play.
No, it can't have been August. It must have been even earlier, July or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was July. Yeah. It was like right at the end of July, I think.
Yeah.
And so we got we had Dave Callan on to talk about it, and he starts talking about how he'd played as Dante in it, which had not been... revealed.
Yes.
And we'd had other people that we know that had been there and played it that were like, Dante's not in it. I didn't see Dante in it at all.
Yeah. He was like, I'm sure it's
he
Dante.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it was very funny because it happened at a live thing where we were like, we've got this massive bombshell here, which is almost definitely made up. But then we never talked about it on the pod because we were like, well, what if he did somehow see this secret thing? I mean, I have an uncle who works at Nintendo, so he had told me that it definitely wasn't going to be in there, so I just knew.
The same. I've got a grandfather who works at Nintendo. He told me the same thing, and then he also gave me the nude codes for Tomb Raider.
Oh, right. Cool, man. Yeah. Cool.
I've got a dumb Irish friend who played the game. He told me that Dante was in it. So.
But yeah, Dante obviously not in Smash Brothers. He is in Devil May Cry 5.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's the main character from the first... 3, and then I think he plays Nero in 4 as well. 4 is the one I haven't played.
Right.
Anyway, Nero, you start as Nero. Mm-hmm. He's the hardest character to play, I reckon.
He's
the most complicated.
Well, that's the thing. I think he presents as the most simple. It's like sword, gun, that's about it.
Or so you've got sword, gun, and an arm
robot
thing.
Arm, yeah.
So you're pressing L2 all the time to like rev up your motorbike sword.
Yeah. Oh,
to
hell yeah. I've got to get this fucking game, by the way.
It's a sick game.
Yeah.
It's really fun. There's a lot of modes as well, and I don't know why you saying that you intended to play it made me think of this, but you can play on an easy mode that is really, it gives a lot of concessions to you to make it, because it is quite a demanding, not that demanding on the normal one, but then there are harder difficulties. Yeah. It's very much built to be replayed again and again.
Yeah, that's the thing I like about Bayonetta is that you can, like it giving you a little grade at the end and a trophy and whatever, and that it very segmented, chapter driven.
This is as well, for sure. Yeah. So you start off as Nero. Yeah, he's got a revy uppy sword that you can do extra damage if you rev it up. And there's a bunch of different attacks you can do depending on, obviously
the button combinations you press.
Or if you're in the air, there's a lot of air focus too.
You also unlock these combos using the like power orbs that you collect fucking everywhere.
Yeah, you get heaps of them.
I don't know. I like it. It's a fun way to sort of unlock everything gradually.
For sure, and you don't get overwhelmed by options.
Yeah.
So then you've got this robot arm, like Metal Gear Solid 5 sort of, which is also 5 with a V.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different types
of them. There's also a weirdly objectified female character.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So your arm, though, is cool.
Thank you. I'm doing a reverse, and what about in the game? I'm making it my new thing.
Ooh, new fruit.
Yes.
So it's very...
I like that, by the way. I like that arm thing.
Yeah, same. You press circle and it'll do an attack. You can hold circle to make it do a bigger attack that destroys the arm. You have multiple of them and there's multiple types.
There's
you can blow it up.
The default one you can use as a grappling hook to either bring yourself closer to something or bring it closer to you.
I think you can do that with all of them.
Right, because there's also, I guess environmental stuff you need to move around with it.
So then V has little animals like...
The first time you get introduced to this, fucking I could not get my head around it.
It's not great with demonstrating how to do things. It'll bring up a tutorial prompt where it's like, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
But then putting it into practice sometimes takes a little bit. But once you get it with him...
It's cool.
He's fun as shit. So you're sort of standing back from the action and like telling...
But also you're still in it as much as any other character that you play as is.
You just aren't... that strong yourself, but your tiger, or you've got like a panther.
Yeah, and Shadow? Is he Shadow?
He might be Shadow. That sounds like a cat name.
Yeah.
You've got these like spirit animals. So like, if it were me, I think my spirit animal would probably be, what's his fucking name? I'm trying to think of like a...
Top Cat.
This no, is, you shouldn't this have said take, anything.
This has taken too long.
You should have let him dangle.
My spirit animal. What's something people would say with that?
I'll tell you what mine would be. Either.
I've had spirit animal muted on Twitter for so long.
Mine would be a heckin' doggo.
There we go.
Yes.
Anyway.
One in a meme that's in bed with a pizza next.
your eagle shoots, your panther attacks.
Yes.
And then you've got like a big dude who you can summon with like another meter that you build, or you can give that power to your tiger or whatever to make them stronger.
Yeah.
And then you've got to be the one to make the killing blow though.
Yes.
So you attack with your animals and then you have to target them and press with silk. You can do it from anywhere. You can do it from quite far away.
Yeah. When it starts, you're like left brain, right brain, two different things going on at the same time.
Because you're dodging a different set of action to the set of action that you're partaking in with your familiars.
Yes, your familiars, that's what they are. Mine would be an owl because I'd be in Gryffindor.
As a Hufflepuff, mine would just be like fucking...
But it becomes...
one of my most hated things in popular culture at the moment.
Pretending
no offense to people who like Harry Potter, but grown adults deciding what fictional magic house they'd be in at school.
Classic Slytherin.
Fuck. It drives me up the wall.
Because it has like the, I want to partake in a imaginary world and I want to regress to being in high school.
Yeah.
It's the double hit of not accepting that you're an adult.
Yeah, yes. And it's like, I think I'm great, so guess what? I pick the good one.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're in cunt house. How about that?
I reckon I'd probably
be... Can someone make up like a colours and a uniform and an emblem for cunt house, please? Cunt house.
Boy, I hate that cunt house.
I'd be in animal house, I think.
Three points for cunt house.
I'd be Belushi in animal house.
Yes.
I'd be in Big Mama's house.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I would 100% be in Hufflepuff, though. I'd trip over on my way to the Sorting Hat.
Neither of us. And none of us would be in any of the major ones. I think I'd be in Ravenclaw, the boring one.
Maybe you'd be in Slytherin.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no, Slytherin's actually the best one.
What about this? Instead of the Sorting Hat, it's the Farting Hat.
Oh. That's pretty good. You put it on your head and it just farts on your head.
Yes.
It just Dutch ovens you while it's covering your face. That's pretty sick.
Glad we had that little.
Because what is it? They put it on their heads and it's like they can hear it talking.
Yeah, he's going like.
And he's like, oh, it was.
Don't tell anyone what I've touched you.
Well, it was chilly night last night. Yes.
I think it does yell out to everyone else what your house is as well. So be
I
like,
farted!
Here it comes! Third character.
Wait, no. I was going to say, fucking V.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Nier Automata.
Yes.
That sort of two things at once, melee, guns, and jumping around.
Totally,
if that helps you understand it.
And then Dante is...
Talking to the listener.
We made eye contact for a very long time
I was talking to you.
Technically, Tommy was a listener to you then.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Dante's a third character. He's pretty straightforward. He plays pretty much the same as the other games.
Yeah. He's less funny in Clerks 2, I feel like.
But that's true of everything in Clerks 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
When compared to literally anything.
Yeah. Yeah, take that, Kevin.
Jason, have a bloody cry over this one.
Yes.
Jason Thingo is the other one, skateboard guy.
Derulo?
I can't remember anyone's fucking names today.
It's Tommy.
Tommy's in Clerks 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably is a guy called
it's
Tommy.
It's Dante and Tommy.
Fucking shut the fuck up, Bob. You want to talk a lot, but everyone keeps telling you to shut the fuck up.
Ah, interesting.
That's my cool character. Mm-hmm. Also, he farts on your head.
Nice.
But yeah, Dante, sword, guns.
Yes.
Bit of fun.
Yeah.
And different like types of other move you can put on circle.
Different
disciplines.
Yeah.
Can't remember what they're all called, but it's like basically either dodge or big attack or some other things you got options with. So, yeah, they all play pretty differently, but similarly enough that it's obviously all the same game.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to break it up and give you some extra stuff to do.
Yep.
All
of those segments are they're very well paced.
Yeah.
Like I said before, it's breezy, it's brisk, it's always fun. And, there's heaps of variety.
When you're outside of the way too long cutscenes, it's just game, game, game.
I have started just looking at my phone during them.
It's like... there's not heaps to be gained from them. They're fun sometimes, like the opening credits thing.
Yeah.
It, you know, you're
it's
flipping
so
around
stupid.
A car. Deliberately.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's like stupid action movie. Look at this guy jumping off a fucking thing, doing this impossible flip and
it's
whatever.
It's kind of like Deadpool credits.
A little bit,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like...
Fucking cool.
Very silly action choreography type stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can ignore the story if you want.
The aesthetic is cool, though. I really like the weird demon-y stuff, the like Baphomet demons and all the like... The big one, it's like a big eating monster and it's like got chains wrapped around its face and it's all teeth and stuff. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, come on, no,
big,
maybe not up to that
Big boss
guy.
Man.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like sort of fun, silly demon mythology shit.
Totally. And like, but with like an attitude that is absolutely lame, but is so aware of that it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, it plays very well. It looks fucking incredible. That Resident Evil engine that it's using is so good.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And just moves perfectly smoothly. Super fun to go between those different stars and like play that thing. It is replayable, I would say. Not that I've replayed it yet, but I love every...
Technically speaking, that's something that one could do if they chose to.
Everything about the gameplay and presentation, top notch.
Yeah. You never get lost.
No.
You never go like, where the fuck do I go next? What have I missed? It's always pushing you forward.
But you can go and explore a little bit and get some extra things. There are some like secret missions that you have to go and find.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very good time. Like the story is actively making me annoyed though. Like the cutscenes and stuff are just...
Yeah, you shouldn't literally look away for 5 minutes to check your phone and then look back and be like, oh, it's almost finished.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah,
they're dull, or just like in the way, like they're not good. The story is just not interesting at all.
That's the thing. Like playing through the levels, which are fun. There's no story. Like there's actually no story there.
Yeah,
it's location to location to location. It all looks cool and is fun, but you don't care why it's happening. And
Bayonetta is kind of the same thing. I reckon.
I think Bayonetta is better at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Then
it doesn't take too long as well.
The way that it treats its female characters is leery.
Yes.
There's like three of them.
Yeah.
Two of them are introduced naked.
Yeah, fuck, that's right.
Yeah.
And the first one is like, it's like the mechanic from Final Fantasy XV.
Totally.
It's basically that character, awful, fake... Southern accent.
Well, howdy, I'm the best damn gun maker down in them terminals, Bob.
Way better than it, though, because it's like half not American accent.
Yeah.
Literally is just like there'll be sections of your equipment menu where the transition is like her leaning forwards and like showing her tramp stamp and stuff.
Yeah, bending over without her knees to pick up a heavy gun.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude... You're going to hurt your back.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is crazy.
It's really frustrating.
She functions as like your item shop, basically.
Yeah.
She has like a little van that you can call her. She'll drive over and sell you some fucking weed. upgrade your stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, is an interesting enough, at the same level of interesting that all the characters are.
Sure.
Where it's just like, my thing is I take no shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell at this fucking demon bird and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Which like, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. There's a really cool thing where it's a single player game completely, but there'll be parallel things happening with two of the different characters at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'll do one mission through one area as a character and then in a nearby area play through that same time again.
Yep.
And so, like, the first time through you'll see a bridge fall, then the second time through you'll be playing as the other character and you'll make the bridge fall.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can see the other character in the distance, and if there's someone who it can get in contact with on the internet, it'll be a real player.
Yes.
Playing through that segment.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Which is really cool. It'll have, like, a little thing pop up saying, like, starring, you know, Goku Vegeta 21.
Yes.
And... Yeah. That'll be a player over there doing it.
Yeah,
which
right.
is sick.
That's a cool little thing. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just a nice little topping on top of that pie.
Yeah. It's sort of like the Dark Souls integration of multiplayer of like, hey, yeah, there's someone else out there playing it as well. And
yeah,
you're not going to actually interact, but this is fun.
It's just nice to not feel alone.
Sure.
In your technology pod.
Sure.
I started playing something just this afternoon that someone recommended on our Facebook page called Baba Is You.
Right. Which just really quickly with Devil May Cry as well. Yep. One last thing. Sorry. I don't think it's for everyone.
If you don't
like this type of action game, if you played either Bayonetta or like Metal Gear Rising or one of those God of War and didn't like it, this is very much that thing.
Totally, yeah. It's I would say it's the most fun version of this type of thing I've played.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
Because I think the gameplay is the best of any of them.
Yeah.
And the aesthetic is really fun. Mm-hmm. I'd say the story in something like God of War is...
way better.
More my thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But this is so fun to play.
It's super fun. It's just in depth enough, but just superfluous enough. It hits every note of its gameplay perfectly right.
Yes.
But yeah, if it's not your type of thing, it's not gonna win you over.
Yeah.
It's very much in that vein. Yep. But really fun. V out of V for me.
Oh. Okay.
BV out of BV. For me.
Ah, VB for a hard-earned V out of V.
Oh, God.
For me.
Anyway. Yes. Baba Is You. I've only played, like an hour of it just before you guys got here because someone posted about it in our Facebook group. It's a puzzle game that's on Steam and the Switch. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. It's a little puzzle game. All the levels are like kind of top-down and you're moving a little dog around.
Okay.
And there'll be...
my spirit animal.
There'll be a bunch of obstacles, like there might be a wall or there'll be some skulls or some water and a flag. And there'll also be text around the screen that will say, for example, wall is blocked, Baba is you, flag is win. And you can move all those words around. If you walk over to them, you can push them around.
Oh.
So you basically have to work out a way to get to the end to win the level by changing the rules that are written down there.
That's interesting.
So, for example, you'll say wall is... I think the very first level you do, it's just you're in... there's a flag on the other side of a wall. You're on the inside of a... You're surrounded by wall. Flag's on the outside. The words near you say wall is block. So if you just push the word wall so that it's moved, that rule doesn't apply anymore and now you can walk through the wall.
So you can make them nonsense words like is block doesn't mean anything. But
it has to be a fright. So it has to be duh is duh.
Right.
So you can sometimes change it to where it says Baba is you, you can move it so that it says wall is you and then you can move the wall around and get to the flag.
Cool. Right.
It'll say flag is win. So
wall is win.
Wall is win. You can move it to that. But the only thing is if you push any of the words in Baba is you and make it so that there's not that link, you just die because all of a sudden you're nothing.
Right.
Oh,
so
right.
If you are going to make it so that if you're going to change what you are, you have to then get that word and line it up so that you push it down and it knocks Baba out of the way.
Indiana Jones, swap it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, I think I've done eight levels or so, and it gets hard really quickly. And there is a lot of you just having to sit there and really, really, really look at everything that's on the screen and the gaps that are there between the words, because sometimes things will be up in a wall, so you can't push things back. So if a phrase is sort of, right up in the top corner of the screen, it's immovable. So you have to go, well, nothing's changing that.
Yep.
Water is sink. I'm going to drown in the water no matter what. I can't do anything to change that.
Right.
So you then have to look at what you can access and what you can move and push around and just try and work out how you can fuck with the logic. And, like, making it so that you change what is the win thing, like like going, yeah, wall is win. Well, now I just do that. Great. Yeah. And working out how to make it so that you are suddenly something else, like, oh, I'm the rock now.
Right.
It's really satisfying. It feels a bit like Mario Odyssey where you just, oh, cool, I'm a rock now. Like,
yeah,
and
right.
I can move over in that different bit that I couldn't before.
And then if you can't get back to the text, though, as the rock, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, you can rewind. You can hold down X and it just, like, rewinds you back. So if you've pushed something down too far or whatever it is, you can kind of go back a few moves.
Right.
Or you can just, like, reset the whole level. But it's really satisfying. When you do spend a lot of, like, just, trying to push, push something into a hole that it's not necessarily meant to go in and just going, how the fuck? And then when you get that light bulb moment and you go, oh, fuck, I can move it around there and turn myself into that. And then it's really satisfying.
Mm, cool.
It's got really cool music. It's very simple style. But I think it's great. It's really different and unique. I think you guys, if you get time, you should give it a crack. I think you both like it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Fun, yeah.
I thought I was going to hate it just from the title. Like, I thought Baba Is You. I thought it was trying to do a online meme talk kind of thing. So I'd seen it mentioned before.
Can I change it to say, can I has wall?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I thought it was that. I thought it just sounded fucking dumb. But then seeing this guy post about it in our group, I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. And then you realize it's like, well, no, it just has to be worded like that because it's...
Yeah,
because it's the way
an actual game mechanic. Yeah. Thank you to our listeners for all of our content that we ever produce.
Welcome back to our podcast, Reading Off Facebook.
No one ever told me to play Devil May Cry 1, 2, or half of 3. And they were mainly not included in that review. 2 is bad, 3 seems okay, but not as good as 1 to me, and 5 is better than all of them.
Yes.
If anyone was interested.
Mm-hmm. No one on our Facebook group told me to get blind ass drunk on a Wednesday night last night. I did that all by myself.
No one told me life was going to be this way.
Why did you go to Kylie Minogue on a Wednesday? Why was she playing on a Wednesday?
Yeah. What kind of question is that?
That's why.
That's when it was on.
No, I know, but why was she playing on a Wednesday?
I don't know.
It's just
probably venue hires cheaper.
I guess so.
That's for them weekend rates.
Just Wednesdays, the deadest day. It's anyway, my comedy festival show is on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Chimcop's not, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it didn't stop the behavior of our group of friends at all.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form.
That wasn't the bit I was confused about. That bit made a lot of sense to me.
But yeah, your question to me was, why did I go on a Wednesday? Why did I go to a thing the only night it was on?
And it was the only night.
Yes.
That's so weird.
That is kind of strange, yeah.
That happens, though, with big concerts. They have a tour and they're just going to do, you know, they're not just going to do weekends in every city.
Well, they should.
I mean, it is weird for Melbourne to not get a weekend show.
This is where Ramsey Street, where she lives, is.
Yeah.
So
should have done it out there in Vermont South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She dedicated a song to her dad's car. It was sick.
Oh, great.
Maybe I'll talk about it on the Patreon next week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is us for another week. Woo! We'd better wrap it up. Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. What should we plug? Filthycasuals.com.au.
Yes, all the stuff we mentioned at the start of the episode, you'll either find on that website or you'll find it on our socials.
Yep, the video's coming soon. Get on the Patreon, you get an extra episode every week.
Yeah.
Where we talk about other stuff.
We talk about couches on the upcoming one.
Yep.
And chicken burgers.
And like racism.
Yes.
We'd had a long day and we got into it.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Filthy Casuals is win. Is epic win.
Oh, that is not my spirit animal.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.